Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Dylan Lanier. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Monday, October 14th. Here are the headlines to start your day. Yesterday marked the end of the second, quote, disorientation week, what Northwestern won't teach us, end quote. The Daily Northwestern reports, inspired by UChicago's disorientation week, student activists led the first event series in January and decided to bring it back for the start of the school year. From the kickoff on October 6th, they held over 20 events raising awareness about Northwestern's history of movement building, featuring presentations from campus groups like Fossil Free NU and students organizing for labor rights. Evanston community leaders met at a public forum on Sunday to discuss zoning reforms, according to the Daily Northwestern. City Council plans to soon adopt Envision Evanston 2045, which includes a new zoning code. Forum participants shared ways in which zoning reforms could encourage affordable housing projects, and the forum's host, a group named Connections for the Homeless, says they will circulate a petition supporting zoning reforms and show the council before they vote on the proposal. Yesterday, the 46th annual Bank of America Chicago Marathon boasted 50,000 participants, ABC7 News reports. While many aimed for personal bests, Ruth Chepngetich, a 30-year-old Kenyan woman, broke the marathon world record by nearly 2 minutes with a time of 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 56 seconds. Before the race, there was a moment of silence for Kelvin Kiptum, a Kenyan man who broke the marathon record in Chicago in 2023, but sadly died in a car crash earlier this year. Yesterday, the United States announced plans to send Israel an anti-missile defense system and about 100 troops to operate it in the wake of ballistic missile attacks from Iran. This will be the first time America deploys soldiers to Israel since the October 7th attacks led by Hamas just over a year ago. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder said in a statement, quote, "This underscores the state's ironclad commitment to the defense of Israel and to defend Americans in Israel from any further ballistic missile attacks by Iran," end quote. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Dylan Lanier. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.